Holy Spirit Radio presents a special encore presentation of Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zalecki. The following program was Father Marian's final appearance on Holy Spirit Radio and aired October 5th, 2005. He joined us live over the phone from his room at the shrine and talked about the upcoming feast on October 7th of Our Lady of the Rosary. And now, live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zawinski. Welcome to Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zawinski.
Father, welcome. We're so happy to have you on the radio. I want to let the listeners know that you're actually broadcasting truly live from the shrine because you're at the shrine. I think you're at your room right now.
Yes, and I am in my little room.
We are so blessed to be able to have you on the phone.
I'm
like
so happy, Patrick, now to be able to just to talk to your people and the radio family and all our friends and our brothers and sisters, or the power of the Holy Rosary, which is so dear to my priestly heart. Very happy.
Well, God bless you, especially this week, Father. With there's a lot happening at the shrine, and we're approaching this Friday, the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. So I'm sure
that's
it's an especially important day there at the shrine.
I just, you know, listening to the announcements and people pray for the sick, suffering people, and I my name was mentioned. I was so happy, so blessed that people pray for me for my healing, you know,
right,
and for recovery. Because of your good prayers, good people, whatever you happen to be, and the radio, the Holy Spirit radio, that supports me, that prays for me, I feel much better. Praise God.
Praise
I
God.
I feel much better, and I just happy to be here in this mighty monastery room and be able to just to share some thoughts on our Blessed Lady, the Queen of the Holy Rosary, because it's the Mount of the Holy Rosary. So greetings to you all, whenever you happen to be. My love and my prayers are with you. And again, with all my heart, I thank you for your prayers, for your support. It means a lot to me. Because again, because of your prayers, your support, I feel much better. I have still about three times to go to the chemotherapy, you know, three times. But halfway I'm through. It seems like it's working. Praise
good.
God.
Good, good,
so again,
Father.
With all my heart, I thank you for your prayers, for your support. And I ask you humbly to continue to pray for the healing that may serve you people for many years to come. Okay?
Amen, Father. I'm
amen,
so happy to
right.
hear it. And we know that prayer works, right?
Yeah. Of course, there are many, many miracles that take place here in the shrine.
Right.
So, may I just pray to our Blessed Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and the Queen of the Holy Rosary, may inspire you, good people, whenever you happen to be, to pray the Holy Rosary daily. It's the most powerful prayer I know. May our Blessed Lady of the Holy Rosary guide you, protect you from all evils of this passing world. So never get discouraged. Just pray the Holy Rosary. It's my privilege and tremendous joy I feel in my heart at this time, at this moment, when I speak to you, to be able to speak to you from my little monastery room about the power of the Holy Rosary. It's the most beautiful prayer I know and cherish. And the Father of the Church call our Blessed Lady. She's the masterpiece of God's love and the masterpiece of her might, of His might. So there's never enough to speak of our Blessed Lady. It's my kind of mission, my destiny, you know, to proclaim her beauty, her glory, her power before God, her powerful intercession for us, her little children. So then Maria, never satis. To speak of Mary is never enough. Never enough. Mm-hmm. So this is why my joy that I can speak now of Blessed Mother, especially the Queen of the Holy Rosary, because she is the Queen of the Holy Rosary. How much we need this powerful prayer, which I cherish so much after the Holy Mass. I think and believe the prayer of the Holy Rosary, which I learned from my mother. And I know, I remember my good saintly mother, she prayed the rosary daily. I said, Mom, you always pray this rosary. And what she said, my son, without Blessed Mother, we never make it. And I believe strongly that on my priestly vocation and monastic vocation, the power of the Holy Rosary that was said by my mother daily. And I learned from then, you know what, I don't believe that I never miss the Holy Rosary in my life. Just I enjoy it very much. And this is the beauty. What is the Rosary about? The Rosary comes from the Latin word rosa, means a rose. A rosarium, or rosary in English, means the crown of roses. You know, when you love somebody, what you offer? A rose, the most beautiful prayer, the beautiful flower. And this is the queen of all flowers, the Holy Rose, the rose, you know, the beautiful flower. On the 2nd of August, by the way, the 2nd of, what was Saint Therese's feast day? The 2nd? The 1st of October. She is so good to me. And she, my spiritual sister in heaven, this time, because of my weakness, she sent me 12 roses, all red. I was so happy that all of a sudden when I was giving the conference, the retreat people, I found, gee, how beautiful she is, always faithful. And she sent me 12 roses.
That's
a symbol of, I guess, of love and her protection in heaven for me. I'm sure that she prays for me. The rosary is a crown of roses. If you love somebody, you offer the most beautiful flower, your rose. And so we offer our Blessed Lady. We offer her, actually, the crown of roses. Every Hail Mary you say, my good people, is like saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I give you a Hail Mary. Hail Mary. A beautiful prayer of the Holy Rosary. Rosary is the most beautiful prayer I know and I cherish after the Holy Eucharist. Good people, remember, you obtain all graces if you pray the Holy Rosary. This is the power of Blessed Mother intercession. She asked to pray the Holy Rosary daily. She appeared in Fatima in 1917 six times. Every time she appeared, she asked, my children, pray the Holy Rosary daily for peace. Pray for peace. How much you have to pray now for our country, for the evils we face, especially the tragedy of abortions and domestic violence, child abuse, we hear so much about. This is the power. Pray the Holy Rosary to fight abortions. And I promise you, good people, when you pray the Holy Rosary, your little hands pray for our judges, Supreme Court people, for those who govern us, in that they may understand the privilege of the life. It's the most precious gift of life. I cherish so much the gift of life. And abortion, what a tragedy, the slaughter of the most innocent little babies, our brothers and sisters, is terrible. So I speak about it every chance. I go to Washington every 22nd of January to pray, demonstrate that life is precious. So this is the power of the Holy Rosary. When we pray, not only for peace, but also have so many intentions, and this is a very heavy intention that lies heavily on our national conscience, to stop the slaughter of our little children without mercy. Without mercy. It's a terrible thing. So I ask you, good people, pray the Holy Rosary, especially this month of October, dedicate to our Blessed Lady, that she may intercede for us, help us to stop this national tragedy. So this is the power of the Holy Rosary. I remember Father Corapi speaks so much of the Holy Rosary as a gospel prayer. And I enjoy it. Think about it. Yeah, he's right. Father John is right. The prayer of the Rosary actually is a gospel prayer. Because our Protestant, separate Protestant and sisters don't believe in the prayer of the Holy Rosary. They say, wow, this is a relic of the past. Good for women. Good for little children for the First Holy Communion, kind of decoration, or they put the rosary in the hands of the deceased person in the casket. It's a terrible if somebody never prayed the Holy Rosary. Never. And then I put into his hands, dead hands, the Holy Rosary. It's a kind of mockery, like a decoration. Don't do that. If you people never pray the Holy Rosary, don't use it, because it's a mockery. But you pray the Holy Rosary, make sure that your people, your friends, your family, put your rosary in mortal hands as a sign that you love our Blessed Mother, and you pray the Holy Rosary daily. So I promise you people, if you pray the Holy Rosary, which I enjoy so much, we, at this shrine, as you may know, we pray the Holy Rosary daily after 11:30 Mass, with perpetual adoration from after the 11:30 Mass until 5 o'clock. I was with the people at 3 o'clock and prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet. The people are asking to be excused because they have a radio program now, and they continue to pray. They are good, they make a good job to say speaking to you good people. So God bless you good people, and I enjoy very much talking to you. The Holy Rosary is a gospel prayer. Just look at our Father. It's the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus taught us, you know, to, when you pray, say, Our Father, right in heaven. So that we say in the Rosary, Our Father. Hail Mary, just read the gospel. Say, look, the angel came to our Blessed Lady. And he said, Hail Mary, full of grace. You are blessed among all women. And St. Elizabeth, what she added, blessed is the fruit of the womb, Jesus. And Hail Mary, full of grace. This is the most, at the church page, of course, we say, pray for us, poor sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. So a beautiful prayer. It's a gospel prayer. We need meditation. Because lips prayer is no good. I know that I myself experience the distractions and the foreign thoughts come to my mind, and people complain, Father Marian, I just, you know, my mind wanders. I cannot concentrate on the prayer. What should I do? I said, never go, repeat, continue. Obviously, Mother knows that we are suffering because of distractions and all kinds of thoughts, evil thoughts. So we are very busy with our daily lives. So these thoughts come to us, but continue, no matter what, continue to pray the Holy Rosary. When you wake up in the morning, pray the Holy Rosary. When you cannot fall asleep, pray the Holy Rosary. It's the best pills to fall asleep. Just pray the Holy Rosary. When you drive the car, why don't you pray the Holy Rosary? And ask your guardian angel to assist you and pray for you, with you, the power of the Holy Rosary daily. You see, when you travel on the highways and pray the Holy Rosary, you shall never get involved in a car accident. Our Blessed Mother shall protect you from all dangers of this pressing world we live in. Meditation is the soul of the Holy Rosary. Truly it is. And so never discouraged when you feel like, oh, my mind wanders, the foreign thoughts that disturb me, I just quit the Rosary altogether. No good. Continue to pray the Holy Rosary. So much documents written by popes about the power of the Holy Rosary. Just to mention, I think, Leo XIII, yeah, was a great pope, the Pope of the Holy Rosary. And the servant of God, John Paul II, did you notice? He always prayed the Holy Rosary. Even if he traveled abroad, before he was speaking, he always held the rosary in his hands. And as a gift, what he gave to the people? The Holy Rosary was a sign. And he wrote a beautiful encyclical letter, the Rosarium de Virginem Maria, the Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. What a beautiful document. I think and I cherish the two documents of John Paul II, the servant of God, Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life, that really was a powerful document, and trying to fight the civilization of death. He called, I guess I believe, the 20th century was the most evil, dangerous century of all centuries. I don't know, but it makes lots of sense because of the evil of abortion. And concentration camps, the slaughter of millions of people in gas chambers. this is a tragedy of the 20th century. So what we need? The power of the Holy Rosary. I remember the name, the victory of Lepanto in 1572. There was, I guess it was the Pius V, that ordered annual commemoration in Rome of our later victory in thanksgiving for having delivered Western Christianity from the arms of the Turks by the Sea of Lepanto. It was the time that he ordered and the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, the 7th of October. See, there was a great victory and contributed to the power of the Holy Rosary. And since then, with the feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, in commemoration of the great victory, contributed to Our Lady of Intercession, and Pope asked the whole all Christian people, pray the Rosary for victory, because Western Europe was in danger.
You are listening to a special encore presentation of Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa as Holy Spirit Radio remembers Father Marian Zalecki.
Again, there was another victory at Vienna in 1683. And that was the king, Holy Father Innocent XI, I believe, who asked the Polish king, of course the Polish king, to go and fight Turks at the city of Vienna. And what the king did, he stopped in Częstochowa Shrine first on his way to Vienna and asked the Blessed Lady for her protection, her blessing, and he ordered the Polish army, the Austrian army, to pray the Holy Rosary before the rush to the final battle, a victory. And he said, pray the Holy Rosary, and the prayer of their lips, they rush in the battle. It was a great victory in 1783. And what the king wrote the Pope, I veni and vidi God conquered. I came, I saw, but God conquered. And so, what a beautiful victory. Again, contributed to Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. Since then, with the feast of Our Lady's name on the September the 12th, is the feast of Our Lady, Lady's name, so Mary. Because in the lips of Mary and Jesus, they rushed to the battle at Vienna, and Turks, Muslim, never came back, to Western Europe. We are so far so saved, in our Christian Catholic faith. So these are the miracles of Lepanto and Vienna contributed the power of the Holy Rosary. Fatima, whom we now know, Fatima, a Blessed Mother appeared, she begged, please pray the Holy Rosary. Little children, through them, of course, she asked us all to pray the Holy Rosary. So again, it's a beautiful prayer, the gospel prayer, and we have so much to pray for. I think that when we contemplate the life of Jesus and Mary, when we contemplate it, joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries, which is very important, the meditation, the soul of the prayer, not just the lip service, it's no good, that's enough. Well, we try our very best anyway. But when we contemplate the life of Jesus and Mary, the joyful and sorrowful mysteries, a glorious mystery, of course, what they went through, the life of Jesus and Mary, we actually can analyze and apply these three mysteries in our own Christian life. We too, each one of us, when you really look seriously, we experience the joyful moments in our lives, the sorrowful moments in our lives, and of course, the glorious moments of our lives. It's the beauty of it. So, when you experience joyful moments, maybe your wedding, your engagement, or something happened good to you, this is the joyful mystery of the Holy Rosary. When you experience sorrows, maybe death, or sickness, or tragedy, think about your sorrowful mysteries. And somehow apply the Rosary to your own personal or family life. It helps us all to understand the power of the Holy Rosary and make it very practical, applicable to our daily living. Not only, we contemplate the life of Jesus, but we somehow bring our own life in the midst of the Holy Rosary. What a beautiful gift. And it just came to my mind as I talk to you now that we should apply the Rosary into our personal life, that we Christian people experience three glorious, so joyful, of course, sorrowful, and glorious, now the luminous mysteries as well. So all of them are very important to our personal Christian living. So I encourage you, good people, when you experience joys or sorrows or glory, think about the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. It's a moment. I have my Annunciation, I have my Visitation, I have my birth, presentation, or finding of Jesus' temple. So all this joyful mystery being applied practically into my daily living. What a beautiful thought. So think about it and apply the Holy Rosary into your personal and family life. It shall help us all to appreciate and the power of the Holy Rosary and make it more meaningful, more joyous, more sorrowful even, and more glorious, because we put our personal life in the mystery of the Holy Rosary with the mystery of Christ, His Most Holy Mother Mary. So my dearest friends, as you may know, the Patrick announced already, I hear more and more announcement of the big feast coming, you know, up the Friday. For 23 years, we pray the Holy Rosary at the Shrine. The Shrine is the center of Marian devotion. And I tried so hard from my very beginning to pray the Holy Rosary daily. The devil was not happy. Oh no, he's not happy even now. We have perpetual adoration. Lots of obstacles, discouragement. Ah, for what? No, we don't need it. Too far away. People are busy. People are working. No, no. When you laugh, you do. If you don't laugh, of course, you do nothing. You do nothing. You just live for yourself. So, on the 7th of October, as Patrick announced, so beautifully, I thank you, Patrick, for keeping announcing that the people know.
That's
and we invited. Somebody called me, somebody said, oh, Father Marian, pray for good weather because they are calling for rain. I'm saying, listen, don't get discouraged. Never rain on the 7th of October. But no matter what, rain or shine, we come. And don't be afraid. Our shrine is very large. We can accommodate about 3,000 people. So we can make all our services, all our prayers, all the rosaries inside.
And Father, let me ask, I don't have the schedule in front of me. What time does the procession actually begin?
The first five joyful mysteries set by the bishop himself inside in the sanctuary in English. And then we walk out. So we pray the... I would say about 7:30 we shall walk out.
Okay.
Either weather permits, with the candlelight procession.
And what time does everything begin, actually, Friday?
Seven o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Sharply 7 o'clock.
This Friday night at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. So
that's
I really
right.
encourage the listeners to try to make it out there.
Yeah, sure. I want you, may the Holy Spirit aid you to cover this the program, because it's once a year, and it's a very powerful, I guess, it's the biggest celebration that is in Philadelphia.
For the Rosary.
That brings so many people from all over, children, the homeschoolers, they shall carry the Rosary. And thank you, mothers, for bringing little children, you know, to pray carry the wooden, huge Rosary in the front of Our Blessed Lady. She's already decorated. She sits in a big church. She's gorgeous, already a Fatima.
Mm.
So she'll be carried outside, God willing, with the weather permits. But if it is raining, nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. Our Blessed Mother loves us, and she wants us all to be safe. If there is rain for some reason, maybe kind of penance for us, that's okay. But still, I invite you all, our priests, our sisters, you lay people, whatever you have to do, just put aside. This is the hour. This is the day we have been waiting for all year.
And Father, it's going to be, is it going to be 3 decades of the Rosary? I mean,
four.
All four.
We get four. And 15 languages. By the way,
wow.
If any of you people speak a foreign language, besides European, especially Chinese, or Vietnamese, or Korean, or Hebrew, or Aramaic. Please help me. And just approach me on Friday night before the service and volunteer to pray the Holy Rosary with the people. It's beautiful. You make it international.
So it's going to be as many languages as possible then.
That's right.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So let the people from all nations, all nationalities, color of skin, participate. Our Blessed Mother is the Universal Mother. She's for all races. And she wants all people to pray the Holy Rosary. Various languages, she understands all languages, every one of them. So I just encourage people, if you have some foreign language, especially the far away, like a Middle East language or Chinese, we have to pray for China. We have to pray for Arab people. There's lots of persecution of the churches and countries in Sudan. So if you speak a foreign language, please come and help me, not me, who I am, but our Blessed Mother. She'll be very happy. She'll reward you, you know, to pray the Holy Rosary in various languages. But again, this is the power of the Holy Rosary, which I enjoy so much. And I'm very happy to be able to speak to you for the short time. The time is running out, so Jesus, Frederick, is almost 3 minutes left. Anyway, so keep up the moment. Don't lose it. We know how much time we have left. We have so much to pray for our nation we love, especially for the end of the terrible national tragedy, the abortion, the slaughter by millions of innocent children. I mean, we'll be afraid to stand before God.
You know, Father, you're mentioning that, and I think you're right that the Rosary is such a perfect prayer, you know, to offer to Our Lady. I've been able to go down to some of the prayer vigils outside of these abortion clinics, and many times what they do is they pray the Rosary, and it's just such a powerful witness and such a powerful prayer for life. It's I think it's kind of the perfect prayer.
I know how many people go before the abortion clinics. And they pray the Holy Rosary, they risk a life, especially even arrest, you know, and to be thrown into prison. And yet they go and pray, and miracles do happen. And many girls, women, they change their, in the last minute, they change their lives, they walk out of, right, the cleaning. So praise God for that.
Yes.
Never get discouraged. I know Father, what's his name? Father Magdano? No. The priest that helps with the Radio Holy Spirit Radio. He's the pastor of Nativity Church.
Not Father John McFadden, because I know he's very involved.
No, Father McFadden is different. The priest used to be a pastor of...
Father John Foster?
Foster is one, but another priest. I hear him more often.
O'Donnell, maybe.
Yes,
he's
the
O'Donnell.
One.
Yeah,
a precious friend,
sure,
of mine. And Father Foster, of course, Father John. Oh, Father John, you listen to me, eh? That's a beautiful friend. And
yes.
He used to preach to them Divine Mercy for many, many years. I know he had trouble with the bishop, John, what is his name, John? I forgot his name, I should remember. But he used to be the bishop from St. Joseph's Parish and preach the homily on Divine Mercy. Year after year, I said, John, come next year because you didn't finish your talk.
Oh,
I said,
well, actually, speaking of finishing talk, we only about 10 seconds left, Father. I want to thank you on behalf of the listeners and remind you that, of course, you are in everyone's prayers, and we're so happy to have you on the station.
Listen, I love you people very dearly. With all my heart, I offer lots of my suffering, my loneliness in the northern lights, and I pray the Rosary. But I can't fall asleep. Then I take my pecan rosary, which is my little table next to my room, next to my bed. So be assured of my love, a deep, deep priestly gratitude for your support. It means a lot. If I make, I hope to make it. Three treatments to go. Just keep your prayers, your hearts. It means a lot to me. Okay? So with all my heart, I give you my priestly blessing. May I bless the Lady, the Queen of the Holy Rosary, protect you, guide you. I bring you all to the shrine of this very special day. And may her son, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, bless us all in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Patrick, and all the people, the family, of the Holy Spirit Radio.
Thank you, Father.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zawenski. You have been listening to a special encore presentation of Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zalecki. Holy Spirit Radio mourns the loss of this wonderful priest and servant of our Lord and Our Lady. To listen to more of Father's past programs, visit our website at www.holyspiritradio.org.